You're listening to a special midweek mini-cast, What's in Your Coffee?
What color is Rihanna's new hair?
Beyonce, why did you cancel the rest of your tour?
Celebrities, are we changing races again?
And which soap opera star is busted for selling cocaine out of his own damn home?
Stalkers, everyone has them.
Michelle Bachmann, please, have several seats, because nobody gives two shits. My name is Frosty Flakes, and sitting in today we have Miss Monique Fontaine. You are listening to a special midweek mini-cast of Coffee with Queens.
Coffee with Queens! Coffee with Queens! Coffee with Queens! Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Shit, that's hot. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Coffee with Queens. Today, ladies and gentlemen, sitting in with me is the beautiful Monique Fontaine.
Hi there, y'all.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a really freaking busy week, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But right now, I want our listeners to learn a little bit more about you, Monique. Tell us your nutshell bio. I'm sounding like a RuPaul's Drag Race audition video. What's your bio in a nutshell, girl?
So my name is Monique Fontaine. I am 27, and I'm originally from Maine.
Girl, that's like the South to us Northerners.
I know. It's crazy. No one really knows where the hell it is. I think it's like somewhere like down south. And I'm like, nope, sorry.
Girl, you called me today and it showed up on my phone and said Maine. I said, bitch, Maine.
I know. It's kind of like Alaska. It's cold all the time with a bunch of white people.
Yeah.
And lobsters and lesbians and Birkenstocks and trees.
Work the Birkenstocks. Yes.
I know. And I'm 27. I've lived in New York for 5 years this past April. And I'm just living life.
So in 5 more years, you can be considered a New Yorker. Because you have to live in New York City for 10 years to be considered a New Yorker.
Really? I thought it was only 2.
No, girl, it's 10 years. Or if you've been mugged. Have you been mugged yet?
Unfortunately not.
Then, girl, you're not a New Yorker yet. Neither am I. It's okay. I still have 4 more years to go.
I'm trying to get mugged, but it hasn't happened yet.
Girl, just, you know what? Keep praying. One day. Reach for the stars, girl.
Only from a hot mugger, hopefully. And I'll be like, no, but you can do it. Just, you know, don't hit the face, please. Don't hit the face.
Girl, keep it away from the face.
Hello.
Oh, my God. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Coffee with Queens. And last week we had on Brian Kalinowski. He was our first non-queen, even though he did do a drag character once upon a time called Fabrizia Couch. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, we have like the queen of all queens, because Monique Fontaine is actually a transsexual woman, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't this true?
Yes, it is.
It's absolutely true. And she's a gorgeous woman.
Well, thank you very much.
You are. And girl, let me tell you something. When you really turn a look, you turn a fucking look.
That's what I hear. I hear that a lot. People want me to turn look sooner than later. But, you know, I was kind of laying low and living life, you know.
Bitch, sometimes I stalk your Facebook photos. I'm like, you cunt. And it's just like now, like when you did the whole like nip tuck look, I was like, fuck you. I've always wanted to do it. I'm like, no, I'm not even going to touch it because I can't even do what she did.
That took like 3 hours to do.
Girl,
I
that
did
was
by
like
myself.
Nothing but bandage wraps and like fierce.
I know,
makeup.
And the bandages popped when I was out. So I had to run to Drain Reed and get more bandages and have someone help me.
Girl, that's some bullshit.
I know it was bullshit, but it is what it is. The look came out fierce, so it was what it was.
So, Monique, for our listeners who may not understand, why don't you go ahead and explain to them exactly your process?
So, being a transsexual, I was born genetically male, but I am altering my body with surgery as well as hormonal therapy. I've been transitioning since I was 16, so now 11 years, and I've been transitioning hormonally for the past 5 years.
I approve that message.
Thank you.
I definitely approve that message. When you started at the age of 16, mm-hmm. When did you realize that, well, first of all, that you were gay, and then secondly, that you were really a woman inside?
I knew that when I was gay when I was really little, but
Like, how old? Because for me, it was so weird. I didn't come to terms with it until I was, like, starting in my 20s. Like, really? early 20s. I swear. Well, I mean, I always, like, put in the back of my head, I always put, I was just like, oh, I was just experimenting. Girl, I was experimenting for a long motherfucking time. I experimented. But then, you know, in my early 20s, I was just like, you know what? Let's be true to who I am, girl.
And no, I was fish way back when I was, like, 2.
What? You came out the womb saying,
I came out the womb a woman.
Yes, bitch.
In order to for my mother to be okay with it, I came out as when I was gay around 16, but I knew way back when I was, like, 5 or 6.
That's so intriguing to me. Whenever I hear somebody talk about how they knew that they were gay at such a young age, you know, I mean, just, like, that just proves that it's something internally that you just absolutely know in your heart of hearts and to know at such a young age. So.
But the weird thing was that I knew I didn't, like, I thought I was gay, but I really wasn't. Like, it was just, like, an easier step to come out as being gay because that was the normal. That was it. Well, it was quote unquote accepted at the time.
Right, right. Because it wasn't as a drastic change as what you were really eventually going to do.
My bad. Whoops.
You're like, just kidding.
Just kidding. So yeah, actually, I came out as bisexual first. My mom was like,
I think we all do, girl.
My mom was like, yeah, okay, whatever, girl. And then I came out as gay, like, the following day.
Yes, you were like, actually, I changed my mind. Like,
yeah, I knew that. And then I came out as transsexual when I was 18.
18? Okay. Yeah.
But I had been pre-transitioning, with clothing and everything like that at the age of 16.
But when did you actually make the decision that you were going to start the transformation? Because I knew you started at 16, but that's when you made the decision?
Yeah.
You were like, this is it.
This is what I want to do. But it was difficult because I was in, like, a kind of a small town, so...
You were still in Maine.
Yeah, I was still in Maine. There weren't many trans people around me, so I only had, like, gay people to look up to, so I was one of the femme gay boys of Maine, of my town, Yarmouth, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, girl, I approve this message, and let me tell you something, the transformation is going... flawlessly.
Thank you.
It's absolutely incredible.
It's expensive as shit, though.
Girl, I can only imagine. I bitch about how much coffee is at Starbucks, and you're talking about getting some titties.
Hello. Titties, ass, and the nose job.
Fucking incredible. Well, I'm really glad that you're here today.
I'm happy that you let me come.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been friends for a while, and, you know, you've lived in this neighborhood, girl. And you actually, and this is what I want to get into next, you came to Sisters. You've been a patron for the past 2 years that Kitten with the Whip and I have been doing our Monday night show at Excess Lounge, which just ended last night.
It's really sad.
I know. And let me tell you something, girl. It was like... Going into this last show, I knew it was going to be emotional, but I lost my shit.
I think I got a photo of it, too. I think I posted it on Instagram, you crying.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I lost my shit. I mean, just like, we were doing tributes to each other, Kitten with Whip and myself, and I decided that I was going to do I'm Here from The Color Purple, but I was not going to use the Fantasia Barrino version, because as we all know, she is
a gay hater.
Yeah, she's a gay hater. I like that word. Gay hater. Work. Fuck the homophobic bigot. She's a gay hater. Work. Hashtag that, bitches. So I used the Jennifer Hudson version, and it was like, it's a song that I know so well, but for some reason last night, I was stumbling on trying to find the words, and then with the last note of, and I'm here, I'm beautiful, and I'm here, lost my shit, fucking broke down, it was the end of it. I thought we were gonna have to stop the show and reset, because I thought all my makeup was gonna be gone.
Well, all your clothing was gone already, so.
Girl, my clothing, girl, your hair just, was gone just too. Take it off. And then Kitten, her tribute to me, if you know anything about Frosty Flakes, if you know anything, is that I love potty humor. I think it's fucking hilarious. I don't know why. It's the child in me. It's that 5-year-old gay child that thinks farts are funny, which is why I like shows like Family Guy. And so she decided she was going to do Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. And at first I thought to myself, oh, this is really nice and sentimental, and the tears kept going. And then, like, I would say 30 seconds of the song, a fart noise happens, and I'm just like, you stupid bitch. So she's doing this the entire time with fart noises interweaved into it, losing my shit. In fucking incredible. And then finally, so we did our finale, but then, of course, the audience asked for an encore, which we did plan. We did an encore, and what we decided to do was Kitten always had this fantasy of doing Lamb Chop's This Is the Song That Never Ends on loop until everybody left the bar. So I said, girl, you know I'm down for it. So we said, all right, we said goodbye to the audience, and we said, hit it. And for an hour and 36 seconds, we performed This Is the Song That Doesn't End on loop until everybody had left the bar. It was incredible and exhausting, but fucking incredible nonetheless. It was kind of like our way of kind of like getting the last little laugh. You
can't fire me, haha, I'm already leaving, so I can do whatever I want.
I mean, that's kind of the joke. I mean, like, neither one of us were actually fired, but it's just, that's the kind of, it's just a funnier joke.
But the confetti was brilliant, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
especially, did you have your friends pick up the confetti and put it back in the bag?
No, they did that. They did that for us. They start grab every time they said the word song, we threw some confetti in the air. And then they start breaking down the stage around us and sweeping and mopping and turning out the lights and everything. It was incredible. And so that was that. But also, it's just been an amazing 2 days because the day before that on Sunday was the legendary Miss Stonewall Inn pageant. And unbelievably, I took the crown.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So Stonewall Inn, for those of you who don't know, is a legendary gay bar in New York City. Just a legendary place in New York City, really. That's where the Stonewall riots happened. That's where the movement really started to happen when, you know, Judy Garland died in 1969. And just to be a member of that family is an amazing piece of history, and I'm super excited about that. But
kudos to you, girl. Kudos
you.
To you. And I'm dying to see pictures.
Oh, girl. I don't know if there is any. I've destroyed them all.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't want to see them.
So that's enough about us. We're being selfish. Listen to us going on about ourselves. Nobody wants to hear our tranny stories.
Hello.
Nobody wants to hear this bullshit. Let's get into it, honey.
Let's get into it.
We're gonna start really low. We're gonna start with a topic so soft and so stupid that I can't even believe I'm bringing it up.
Me either, but oh well.
It's like one of those things that you see on TMZ and you're like, oh, I'm going to talk about this. Rihanna has come out as blonde.
Again?
I know, girl. No, here's the thing. She's like Gwen Stefani blonde now.
Oh.
Like I'll show you the picture, but she's like, she looks like a white woman at this point. Okay, so here, back me up on this.
Is it a full weave or is it only the half weave still?
No, it's a full weave. She's got a full weave, but it's a cute like little bob. It doesn't go all the way down to her shoulders. It doesn't quite pat. It like goes down to her jawline and it stops. It's a cute look, and I'm not going to lie. It is a really cute look. It's one of my favorites on her. And you know I don't care for Riri, but
I love her. Can't have to say I love her, though.
Well, she... And back me up on this, though. Black celebrities... And
I have to go blonde.
Not even just blonde, but black celebrities, especially women singers... They progressively get whiter and whiter throughout their fucking career.
Yep, I'm a white girl.
But now you're a white girl.
I know.
You started off a little black man, and now you're a white girl.
Woman.
Girl, you better do it. But Beyonce, she started off a black woman.
Uh-huh. Cornrows.
Cornrows. You remember
Dookie braids.
You remember on 106 and Park when it was mm-hmm. all of them, the original members, and she had the cornrow. Girl, she was black as shit wearing gold lame pants.
I
yes, she
that.
Was. And then... Rihanna, you know, now with the blonde hair, it looks like she's went lighter, and I don't know how the fuck they're doing this, but...
It's called the weave bag.
It's the weave bag, girl.
Weaving a bag, girl. Shake and go.
Do you know how in Texas they have tumbleweeds? In New York City, we have tumbleweave.
I know. Welcome to 125th, girl.
Tumbleweaves, girl.
But Rihanna was actually blonde in her video, You're the One.
Was she?
Yeah, she had like a short blonde bob with a...
But how blonde was it? Was it like the...
It was like a platinum blonde.
Oh, all right, girl. Well, she stepped
out.
But
the video was black and white, so I think it was blonde, but it looked blonde.
Nobody really knows. For all we know, it could have been pink.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But Rihanna can pull off anything, so it is what it is. But sadly enough, today I was watching a clip from her concert. She was singing Pour It Up, and it was awful.
Is that the one where she's just like, money on my mind,
yeah.
money on my... Okay.
Yep. And... she looked awesome, but it was just awful. And all she was doing was, like, bobbing her head around, and her weave was going one way, and her head was going the next, and it was just, like, awful. She can't sing live for shit.
No, she can't. But I think we all figured that out, like, 3 years ago when she did AMAs.
Of course.
And she came out on stage, and we were like, ooh, girl, don't do that. Don't try to sing live.
But she's an icon, so I guess it is what it is.
Is she, though? Is she an icon?
She is. She's, like, Beyonce and, like, Ciara.
Okay, so...
She's, like, a step up from Ciara and a step below Beyonce.
But we had... Okay, so in my mind, to be an icon, you have to be at least 10 years in the industry and had, you know, contributed a great deal. So, you know, of course, you know, Cher's an icon, Judy Garland's an icon, Barbra Streisand, blah, 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 meow, meow, meow. But when we're coming into our generation, you're an I generation, can we say that Britney Spears is an icon?
Yes.
Okay. Can we say... We can say Beyonce is an icon.
Christina Aguilera,
icon. Pink. I for certain people, I mean, you know, I guess it all depends. And I mean, Rihanna's not an icon for me, but she's an icon for you. And, you know,
I think she's more a trendsetter and a style icon for me.
I will say that I give kudos to her for that. I give her kudos for not being so low to rip off other people's styles, but be innovative enough to come up with her own stuff. Unlike, you know, Lady Gaga, who constantly steals from New York City nightlife.
Of course, and Madonna.
And Madonna, same thing. You know, and so I'll give her kudos for the fashion, but, you know, you know my opinions of her being with Chris Brown, so.
Of course.
Shine bright like a diamond, girl. Shine bright like a diamond.
I think they make a cute couple personally, but that's just my own opinion.
I have come out publicly saying that Chris Brown is fucking sexy.
Me too. I think he's sexy.
We've all seen his twit pic of his dick, all right?
Hello.
We've all seen
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Girl, look, one night with Chris Brown, I mean, I'm not saying I'd take a black eye for it, but...
I would, sadly, no.
Yes!
But anyways, move right along.
Monique, you better...
That's what a little concealer is for. Concealer and a cold spoon makes the black eye go away.
Yes! Oh my God! You heard it hurt.
And
you heard
a side bang.
Oh, and a side bang, bitch.
Side swoop bang.
Oh my God! It takes me back to my days of trying to cover up my hickeys, girl. I remember back in the day
when I side swoop bang for your hickeys.
No.
Okay.
We'd have to get real clever with shit like that, though.
I remember.
I mean, like first time. I mean, back in the day, like we would get like hickeys. Do you remember?
I remember getting artwork,
honey, on your neck. And then I tried everything from brushing it out to the eyes, to the toothpaste, the turtleneck.
The batteries.
What are the batteries?
You rub the battery on it and it's supposed to like make it go away.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a trick I never heard before. I'm going to try that on my wrinkles for my under eyes, girl. I'm going to take a 9-volt straight under my eye, girl.
I remember I had a hickey so bad that my job almost told me to go home. They're like, you can't have that by tomorrow. That has to be gone.
Well, what they would make us do at my job is they would make us put Band-Aids on our neck. So it was stupid because we always look like somebody hit us in the neck with a sack of potatoes. It was so stupid. Anyways, so that's Rihanna. Moving on to something a little bit more serious. Now, do you ever watch soap operas, Monique, or did you ever watch soap operas?
When I was little.
When you were little. There was a time in my life where, you know, I would go into K-holes and, you know, I'd fucking watch Passions or something, but I think that's about it.
I only watch the Spanish soap operas because they're amusing to watch, even though I can't understand it.
I was going to say, do you speak Spanish?
No, I bet Espanol, sadly enough.
I used to watch Spanish soap operas when I was in a K-hole, but again...
It's a key. Yeah. It's a really big key to watch.
It's interesting because they're really theatrical.
They are really theatrical.
Girl, you would think it was like produced by Tyler Perry with the way that they're going
on. Exactly, exactly. It's like a Spanish version of Tyler Perry movie.
Work! So there's a Days of Our Life actor... was busted for selling cocaine out of his home, and his name is Dylan Payton. I don't personally know this actor because, like I said, I didn't follow any really soap opera, but he's a celebrity, 20 years old, selling cocaine out of his home. What the fuck? Now, I can understand drug dealers selling cocaine out of their home. It happens. But you're a
celebrity.
Why are you... Is this, like, the supplement your income? I know soap operas are on their way out, but damn. Shit, usually they have cocaine problems, not cocaine selling problems.
Maybe he's doing both.
No, you never get high on your own supply. Pulp
true.
Fiction.
True, true.
Rule number one, never get high on your own supply. Oh, that's such a good movie. I'm going to have to see if that's on Netflix.
I think it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Work done. Then it's going to happen. Me and Pulp Fiction tonight with a pint of Haagen-Dazs.
I love Netflix. Sorry for the tangent, but I love Netflix. But I really hate how they take all the good movies off.
They do. They, you know what? You know what really pisses me off? When you're in the middle of watching a TV series and they snatch that shit.
I know.
And it's happened several times. It happened with Roseanne.
They had it on Netflix?
They had Roseanne
That's
on
Netflix. That's not even
fair.
They
had
I didn't even know.
Every season. And then, like, I'm in the middle of watching it, and they snatch that shit off. I'm like, you mother truckers.
And have all the stupid shit on Netflix.
You know what I love on Netflix, though? I live for is Mythbusters. I'm such a fucking nerd.
I've seen that.
Mythbusters is my shit.
But I'm addicted to Fatal Attraction.
I haven't gotten into it.
It's a TV series that used to be on Animal Planet, and it's about people who keep endangered animals and how they revolt and how they attack them.
Like the Monkey Woman?
Yes, the Monkey Woman is on it.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely a show I can get into. I love some good drama, girl.
And one guy had a tiger living in Harlem in his apartment.
What?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Girl, I can't even have a fucking goldfish. This man's got a fucking tiger.
Yep.
That's some bullshit right there. Absolutely ridiculous. All right. Well, that's his bail is set at $30,000, and you know, hopefully he can fucking afford that, selling cocaine and being a fucking actor. I mean, you would think, but that's his bail. There's a story that I read about today that I actually had no clue of. Did you know that there is a rumor that Beyonce may be pregnant?
Like the first rumor that she was pregnant, and then she popped out a kid 9 months later?
Well, did she pop out that kid?
Who knows?
Did she pop out? I had no idea.
There was
but
no video of it.
There wasn't. Look, show me the receipts, Diane. Show
Hello.
Me the receipts. Yeah, I had no idea that there was a rumor going around that she was pregnant with her second child,
me
or
either.
Quote unquote. But apparently what happened is she canceled a leg of her tour.
That's
or the
bullshit.
Rest of her tour. She canceled the rest of her tour, and this is apparently fueling baby rumors. So, I mean, I had no idea. She is pregnant. I mean, whatever. Congratulations to you, but...
Congratulations to you, and congratulations to the dumbasses that paid for the tour to begin with.
Oh, isn't that simple? You know what happened to me once?
What?
It happened to me, girl. I had tickets. I was 18 years old to the Britney Spears Onyx Hotel tour. Yep.
Oh my God, I think the same thing happened to me. I was so upset. My friend had got them for me for my graduation present.
Oh,
and
God.
Me had gotten tickets.
Yep.
And they were like, "We're sorry, the tour is canceled." And I was like,
"What? Hell no."
Why?
Well, do you remember what happened? She reportedly
fucked up her knee, right?
Yeah, she reportedly busted up her knee doing a music video with Snoop Dogg. But we all know the real reason.
Which was an awful music video. Can we just talk about that?
I never even saw it.
Oh my God, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
It was like set in like Harlem at a basketball court.
I think I was too upset to watch it.
It was awful. It was pretty much her in a jersey with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, great.
Like, and she was like, he was on the fence, and she was like leaning up against him in between his legs, just like singing, and it was awful. And then like you see like him playing ball and her like on the sidelines watching.
This is her.
It was just awful.
This is her way of getting the black demographic to watch Britney Spears.
It was awful. But you know the black demographic already watched Britney Spears because black guys love white girls.
Well,
I can speak from experience.
Pre-ass or after-ass? Because you know they have to have a badonkadonk if they're going to go after a white girl.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
All they have to have is blonde hair and blue eyes.
Oh, well, then I'm halfway there.
And be kind of stupid.
Well, then I'm there.
I know.
Oh, my God. So the only problem with mine was I didn't buy my tickets from Ticketmaster. We bought mine from eBay. For like four times the fucking price.
So you got
I got gypped. So we only got like $80 back a fucking piece when they cost us like $2.50 a piece or
That's
$300
funny.
A piece. Yeah.
My mom got the receipt back.
Oh, so fucking
And I was like, can I have the money? She's like, no.
I still got to see her I went to go see her in Madison Square for the circus tour.
Which, oh, yeah, I gave up after that.
Anyway, it was, well, it took me a while to forgive her, but.
I haven't seen a concert since Destiny's Child was in Boston.
You saw Destiny's Child live?
Yep, in Boston.
How was that?
It was great.
Yeah?
And I also have the tour. I also have the DVD of them in concert, too.
I saw, my concerts are as followed. My very first concert ever was Cher. the farewell tour.
I mean, yay for the gays. I know the gays love Cher, but I cannot stand Cher. Or Madonna, I'm sorry.
Okay, look, I'm on that train with you. I'm on the train. I'm on the Madonna train with you.
Maybe a couple songs by Cher, but I'm not an average Cher fan. Oh, I'm sorry.
Cher, she's the reason for my breathing at this moment. So Cher, Avril Lavigne, like Fall Out Boy, and then I got into My Chemical Romance and the Warped Tours and all that bullshit. Oh, yeah, girl. Uh-huh. I was that Ohio boy. Uh-huh. I did all of it. Mm-mm. I crowd surfed.
What?
I crowd surfed. I mosh pitted.
That's scary.
It is. But, yeah, girl.
I think my concerts were Natalie King Cole, Reba McEntire, Garth Brooks.
I'm sorry. One more time. Garth Brooks.
My mom took me, and I was, like, 10, and I caused the scene because, like, I was short at the time, and my mom had gotten, like, floor seats. And, like, I'm, like, this, like, 5, like, 2 little kid. I had to stand on the chair, and everyone behind me was bitching because they couldn't see in front of me, but I couldn't see the concert. So they were like, you know what? I'm standing on the chair, whatever, moving right along. And then I saw Pussycat Dolls with Black Eyed Peas. I saw Destiny's Child. I saw Kelly Clarkson, which I loved, on her Breakaway tour. No, on...
That's such a gay thing.
The tour before that one.
People love Kelly Clarkson.
Gays
love their Kelly Clarkson for some reason.
The girls love their Kelly Clarkson as well. Me and my friend used to listen to Beautiful Disaster on repeat every time we broke up with our boyfriends on repeat, and we just drive and listen to that song for hours upon hours upon hours.
I just listen to the Golden Girls theme song over and over again.
I can't do that either. I'm sorry.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for fucking up my life.
Down the road. So Beyonce might be pregnant. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, what are your bets? Is she pregnant or isn't she?
I don't think it's Jay-Z's child. That's my bets.
Ooh. Whoop.
I mean, look at, she did go overseas, so you never know what happened.
Oh, girl, she's getting some of that European ding-dong.
Hello.
All right. So next up on the board is, have you ever had a stalker?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
I have tons of stalkers. Actually, speaking of a stalker, I logged on to one of my old accounts today on BGC.
What's that?
Black gay, like, chat or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like Adam for Adam.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what that is, but it's kind of like a hookup site, pretty much.
Yeah, Adam for Adam, Grindr.
Pretty much the same thing. But BGC,
Manhunt, blah, blah, blah.
BGC is for, like gays and trans people.
Oh, okay.
But it's the urban, it's like the urban version of those sites.
It's very, like, underground.
But anyway, since I've been in a relationship for the past 5 months now with my boyfriend named Teddy. That's his nickname, as everyone knows him as.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
He's a very sweet man. I've met him before, and he's very, very nice.
It'll be our 5-month anniversary tomorrow, actually.
Oh, word.
I know, crazy. But anyway, so since I've been with him, I haven't logged on to my accounts at all, and I was bored today.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And I know, shame on me, I logged on, but I was bored. But, I had this message from this guy, like, 2 months ago. At first, he was like, you know, my name is Tyrone. I just wanted to say, you know, you're really pretty, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, since I hadn't logged on, I never responded to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a second message from him being like, you know, obviously you're not interested. I don't know why you're not hitting me back. You know, I'm a great guy. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, he sent me another message that was like, you know what, I'm doing you a favor and telling you goodbye. You know, you missed out on a great guy. I have this, that, and the other. And yada, yada, yada. Here's my phone number. You know what, actually, I'm going to block you because I don't have time for you. And and I wanted to be like, I don't know you, sir. Why are you yelling at me when I don't even know who you are?
You're just like, sir, you're belting.
Hello.
You're belting.
And I actually, you'd be told, I did call him today just to get a laugh, but
uh-huh.
He had a Cricket number, and it said it was disconnected.
Oh, girl.
And I was like, I don't want anyone with a prepaid phone to begin with.
But he had so much, Monique.
I know, he had so much.
He was your Prince Charming.
He was my Prince Charming.
What the fuck?
I know.
Fuck that
bullshit. I'm glad he did me a favor and said goodbye. Lucky me.
You are so lucky, mm-hmm. Monique. I've had my bout with stalkers. You know, it's always been said
They're fun, though.
They can be a little scary. I mean, like, I've definitely had my bouts with scary ones. It's always been said between Kitten and I that Kitten with a whip has fans. Frosty Flakes has people that want to wear her skin.
You know, I have fans. I don't really have stalkers. I have fans.
Yeah, that's what you call them?
Yes, I have fans.
Really intense fans.
Yes.
That's what they are. Well, Ashley Tisdale, and you know who Ashley Tisdale is.
She got
her start on Disney. She was a Disney child. And she apparently, I don't know what the hell she's doing today, like, by the way, as far as her career goes. But she has a Twitter account, and one of her fans, quote-unquote, tweeted her 1,800 times with things like, "Baby, I'm the one for you. I will never leave you. In 20 years, I'll still be here for you." And Ashley Tisdale was like, "This is fucking creep-a-doodle."
Please tell me it was a woman.
No, it was a man.
That would have made it amazing.
That would have made it. Well, here it gets creepier, because then this man reportedly showed up to her house. Now, there was never a report of there was contact between the two, but obviously Ashley called the cops, and, you know, he was arrested because he's fucking psycho. Girl, stalkers are not... There's a fine line. Okay, so there's stalkers. There's, like, low-level stalkers that are just, like, will hit you up on Facebook and just be like, Hey, dick pic? That's how it usually goes. It goes three hays, dick pic, and like, oh, Jesus Christ. 1,800 times? I don't have time to text somebody once, okay? I don't have the patience for that shit. 1,800 times. And here's the thing. Ashley Tisdale is a very good-looking woman. But why Ashley Tisdale?
Because she's pure and sweet and innocent because she was on the Disney Channel.
I guess so. I mean, if we're going to take it there, then, I mean, you have a wide array. I mean, Ashley Tisdale, although I will say, she's one Disney child who did not break out into the slut world.
She did. She's actually on Maxim this month.
What?
And she's wearing no top with a leather jacket.
Oh, that's...
But she looks really hot, so I can't even complain.
Does she have, like, bronzer happening going on?
Mm-hmm.
You hear her first on Coffee with Queens, ladies and gentlemen. Black women get lighter and white women get darker.
Yep, pretty much.
Progressively. You know, we're all just going to switch races in the end, so...
We already do anyways.
You know, just... That's it. That's why this is the melting pot. America.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can change your skin color with just a little bit of toner and or bleach.
White girls love their bronzer and black girls love their bleach.
Girl, I can't get enough of my bronzer. I'm telling you.
You know, I'm actually one of the white black girls that loves to tan.
You love to tan?
I love to tan.
Well, you have fair enough skin to where if you tanned, it would actually make a difference.
My skin looks amazing when I'm darker.
Girl, you just go out to the beach and you just lay there.
Hello.
Soak it up.
But I got all these freckles on my face because of tanning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The freckles is what do that?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have freckles as a child. I have all these wrinkles on my face because of tanning.
I see.
I already look like a Louis Vuitton handbag.
A little bit.
A really white Louis Vuitton handbag. That's okay, though. Say what?
They make the cream ones.
Oh, they do. Girl, I strive to be cream colored. I'm fucking fluorescent.
Okay, Macaulay Culkin, whatever you say.
All right. So, the last thing up on the board is, we all know who Michelle Bachmann is. She was the crazy lady with the crazy Tom Cruise eyes who is running to be our president of the United States. She was absolutely insane. She didn't even make it to the primaries because we all fucking knew that she was Looney Tune. And this is actually a double-laced story. First of all, congratulations to Minnesota on being state number 12 on allowing gay marriage in America. That's, you know, huge. I mean, like, we're falling down with, like, dominoes, you know. It's eventually just going to come down to Congress and the Senate just saying, you know, everybody, the Supreme Court saying, you know what, all 50 states, you know, and, you know, the people who... held out are going to look like assholes, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's fine, whatever. As long as we get them. That's that. But Michelle Bachmann, who lives in Minnesota, came out publicly saying she's threatening to leave Minnesota because of the passing of gay marriage.
You know what I say? Bye, bitch.
That's it.
What I say. Bye, bitch.
Bye.
I'll pack your bags for you.
Bye. Here's some bubble wrap. And,
here's a gay flag.
Yes. Here's a pee flag. No, it's just a really pretty flag. Hold it. It's okay, Michelle. It's fine. This is like, I don't think anybody gives two shits.
Whether you leave or not.
Honey, I don't give a fuck if they put you on a rocket ship and they send your ass to the moon. Write a letter, send a postcard, and that's it. And I just thought that was really funny to think that... I heard about that. The fact that she thinks she has so much power that she's going to be like, well, I'm leaving.
And oh, no, like, don't leave. Don't leave. You're so amazing. Please don't leave us.
Well, we won't have gay marriage. Stay here. Like, get lost. Get lost. Like, where's she going to go? Texas? Fine. Go live with George Bush. I don't care.
She should go to Vermont.
Vermont? What's in Vermont?
Lesbians.
Lesbians and skiing.
Pretty much.
That's what I want to do, girl. I want to go lesbian skiing.
And maple syrup.
Hell yeah. Okay. No, this sounds like a plan. What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. You can drive. I can't drive, sadly enough.
That's all right. I'll rent a zip car, girl.
Sounds good. I'll be the cute passenger like you always.
Wear some cute sunglasses.
Cute sunglasses and bikini and some fur boots.
Fur boots?
Yeah.
Is it still cold in Vermont, you think?
It's always cold in Vermont.
All right, whatever. We'll do it. I'll bust out my winter clothes, even though it's getting warmer here in New York City.
I'll bust out a parker and a white bikini.
You said the parker? Break out
with
my...
With a furry hood.
The furry hood and your merkin.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Absolutely insane.
It's all about being sexy on the ski lodge, right?
That's it. And, you know, it is so hard to look sexy in wintertime.
I know. I hate it. It's one of the worst seasons of mankind.
It's impossible.
I'm always bundled up, and I hate it.
You can't look cute.
And I always wear, like, a hoodie, a jacket, and a tank top. My boyfriend, all my friends make fun of me. They're like, girl, you don't dress well. You don't dress warm. And I'm like, I know, because I want to look cute.
You're like, I want to look cute.
I'd rather be sick than look awful.
When I was in middle school, I refused to put my hood up on my jacket because I thought that it looked stupid. It could be like fucking 30 below, and I'm like, I'm not doing it.
I don't wear hats. Kind of like the way it looks on my head. I'll wear earmuffs, but not hats.
I think you could rock a hat.
Ugh.
You need a cute ski hat.
Well,
I mean, like that's just
one
tradition.
One of those big hat.
We can get you dreadlocks popping out of them.
Ugh.
That'll be real cute.
Wretched.
Love it.
I hate dreadlocks.
Well, Monique, is there anything else that you want to say and or promote to any of our listeners here before we sign on off?
You can follow me on Facebook. I would say you could add me, but I have 5,513 friends on Facebook already.
Oh, aren't you Miss Fucking Popular?
I'm a little Miss Popular. You can also follow me on Instagram at BarbiePerfect8604. And you can also check out some of my interviews online on YouTube, typing my name. You can also type in my name on Google and find me there. And I'm kind of around and about New York City. And don't be scared to say hi to me. I act like a bitch, but I really am a sweetheart if you get to know me.
She's just shy, that's all.
I am actually kind of shy.
With her 5,000 fucking friends on Facebook.
It's not my fault, it's all my fans. I'm sorry you're not loved.
Fans, stalkers, whatever.
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing. Monique, I just want to thank you so much for being here today, girl.
Well, thank you very much. I had a blast.
I'm glad you came here. And now we're gonna start setting up our trip to Vermont.
Sounds fun.
Now, usually at the end of this podcast, all of our listeners know very much that we would usually say, if nobody's told you they love you today, it's because you're an asshole. But that was our sign-off for the past 2 years at Monday Night Show, and we just kind of carried it over into our podcast. And, you know, Kitten with Whip and I have decided that we are going to retire that saying, you know, so... last night was the last time that we've said it publicly, and I guess I just said it now on the microphone, but I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. So I think all I'm going to say is that if nobody's told you they love you today,